Welcome to the City Council study session for March 15th. I want to excuse the mayor, who is out of town, and I believe Councilmember Thompson's on the phone. Are you there, Councilmember Thompson?
I am here.
But thank you for being here, or being present. So let's go over the agenda. The first item is to review the agenda for March 19th. We have a few liquor license applications. That's number item three. Any questions on those? We have a few contracts to approve under item number four. Take a look at that, if you will. Any questions? No? Okay. Under item five, we have ordinances that need to be introduced. There are a few related to speeding, speed limits on different roads, a change in the code for wastewater, which is 5E, and some zoning cases.
Vice Mayor, mm-hmm. I did have a question. I didn't understand. There's some technical information on 5E, on prohibited substances and discharge limitations. You know, I was a little over my pay grade, so I didn't know if somebody could kind of explain that. Not to belabor it, but I found it quite interesting, but...
You're on it.
Vice Mayor, Councilmember. What this really is we have an annual inspection by ADEQ that looks over the sewer corridor sewer use ordinance. And what they were referring to is that we currently do not have in our code the ability to monitor the pollutants in the discharge that are discharged in the sewer system with mass-based limits. That's basically pounds per day of a pollutant versus milligrams per liter. What pounds per day does is gives us a little bit more flexibility to ensure that what is getting discharged into the system and delivered to the plants is going to be able to meet the constituent levels that we can use without upsetting the plants. We currently do this for two of our major customers. It is Fuji and MGC Chemicals out in our industrial corridor. What this does is gives them a little bit more flexibility, especially when we're dealing with a pollutant like fluoride. So what this does, it's an easier way for us to monitor and make sure that they're discharging within their limits and it's not upsetting the plant. And so it's more beneficial. Moving forward, any new customers that comes in, it will give them the option based on the pollutant that they will be discharging to give us the flexibility to make sure that it's either mass-based limits or milligrams per liter. But currently it's not in our code, so excuse me, we wouldn't be able to enforce it or to allow it if somebody were to want one or the other and we were going to put them in the direction we would like. We wouldn't be able to do that. They could contest it because we don't have it currently in our code. So that's what they're used for, the revision.
Thank you, Jay.
Thank you, Jay. Thank you. Great. And on item six, we have a zoning ordinance to update the code. Any questions on six? And lastly, number seven. Any questions? Okay. And item eight is just a legal notice related to adjusting the utility rates. Any questions on the agenda, General?
Questions on item number eight. Are we going to hear a presentation on Thursday in regards to the utility rate increases?
No, we'll be presenting that first to, well, audit, I guess, on Monday. Audit and finance, the meeting Monday, I think?
Thursday.
We'll be making our first presentation to audit and finance on Thursday. And then council receives it April 5th. So first we'll go to April. We'll go to audit and finance and then come to the full council.
So on item 8A, we're just actually approving the rates or just...
No. This is just by state law. Any time that we are anticipating the possibility of a rate change, we have to give... How much notice is it? 60-day notice. So just we had to count backwards from the adoption of the budget, and this just goes out as a formal notice, but it doesn't necessarily establish the... there's some recommended rates in there, but they can be changed or adjusted as we go through the process with audit and finance and the full council.
Okay, and just to clarify, on the ASU project, will we be at some point getting a presentation on how that affects the utility rates as it pertains to each individual utility, water, electric?
Yeah, well, wastewater? Actually, we will present to you that it will not have any effect on the rates. We'll be when we present the enterprise fund on that April 5th date, we can show you how what impact, or none at all, that would be how we accommodate that increase within the enterprise fund. We can talk about it then.
April 5th.
Is that the scheduled date? Yeah, for the
enterprise fund.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
Okay, Mr. Freeman.
Don't get sick that day, Jeremy. First of all, I'd like to thank staff for the cost comparisons and putting together all the map on this. So I appreciate looking through it. And I think it's very beneficial for us, at least for me, to look at all the bars and graphs and the revenue streams that we have. So thank you very much.
All right. Any other questions? Mr. Thompson, you have any questions?
Vice Mayor, I do. Sure.
You have a question?
Chris, yes.
Okay.
Chris, do you have, I remember a few years ago, the staff would always put together a proposed, the utility rate adjustments proposed out into like a future forecast. And they looked at not only the debt service, but the utility rates as well. Is there a chance that we can go back to doing that? Because I think it gives a better snapshot of what we have coming to us into the future.
Yeah, Vice Mayor, Councilman Thompson, it's included. Every year we've included that. You'll see it again
okay. This
year. It'll have the it'll match up with the 5-year forecast of revenues and expenditures. Will also include the anticipated rates for that period of time.
And those are actually Vice Mayor and Councilmember Thompson. That's included in that packet that you received on this item. That is in the backup. Okay. Has the financial cash flows, which also shows what we're currently projecting for anticipated rate adjustments going into the future.
And I think the rate should be identical to what you said last year, except there's a slight, last year we didn't adjust for a economic downturn.
Correct.
This year we have, and so there's a little tweak in the rates to adjust for that. But other than what that, they should look very familiar to what they were last year.
Okay, perfect.
I have one.
Yeah. Mr. Freeman?
So, Candace, are you saying that's on the enterprise fund cash flow projections is what we're talking about?
That's correct. Vice Mayor, Councilmember Freeman, if you...
So, attachment three.
Okay, attachment three. Big, long spreadsheet. If you go to the very last page, it has... Or actually, second to last page. Let me find them. They're highlighted in green. They look like this. Sorry.
Mine's a little different than yours. Mine's on an iPad.
But okay. So when you're looking at them, there is one sheet that kind of sums up all of the programs, all of the utility enterprise programs together. And at the bottom of the sheet has the anticipated utility rate adjustments at the bottom.
Okay. Great. Thank you. Any other questions? Thank you, Candace. Appreciate it. All right. Going to the study session agenda. The next item is to acknowledge receipt of minutes of boards and committees. Is there a motion for approval?
Second.
It's been moved by Councilmember Glover, seconded by Mr. Freeman. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Okay, great. The motion carries. No problem. Item three is report on meetings and conferences attended. Does anyone want to share their past week's attendance on NLC? No? Okay.
I'll share. Thank you, Vice Mayor. You know, I had a great time visiting and also working with my colleagues, but attending a lot of breakout sessions. I know Council Member Thompson's still there. There was a lot happening yesterday that I wished to stayed for, but regardless, there's a lot of opportunity there for development and growth, and I took a lot of notes, so hopefully staff will be ready.
I'm sure it is.
Well, NLC is advocating and pushing for rebuild with us, which is the whole infrastructure package going to Congress. So I'm sure you'll hear a lot from our council relative to that and how the city of Mesa is going to be positioned for that. So any other comments on that? Mr. Thompson? Okay.
No, I'm good, Vice Mayor. Thank you.
Okay. Next is the schedule for future meetings and general information. Mr. Brady, what's coming up?
Thank you, Vice Mayor. Just to remind you, everyone, this weekend is Spark, Maysville's Festival of Creativity. The event begins on Saturday, the 17th, from noon to 11 p.m., and Sunday, March 18th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. So I invite everybody to come down. It's a fun event, a lot of creative things to see. I think it's kind of a theme centered around cars
art
and
motion.
Art in motion. Yeah, so that should be interesting. And then just a reminder, our next council meeting will be Monday, March 19th.
Excellent. Thank you. All righty. These are all the items on the agenda. Is there a motion to adjourn? In a second? Okay. Thank you very much. The meeting is adjourned.